Well, yeah, I mean, this is a tumultuous period in healthcare financing, healthcare delivery. We're undergoing seismic shifts in the way we practice. And the face of medicine, not just academic medicine, but medicine as an enterprise, is going to look very differently in a decade than it does today. So there's a cursing and a blessing to having your own hospital. I think that if you look at the advantages and disadvantages of that particular arrangement, they're complex. And, you know, on the whole, I think partnering with a hospital in this day and age is probably preferable to owning a hospital. And I'll leave it at that.
One of the things that Dr. Klasko was known for was the expansion of USF Health, building a lot of partnerships as well as just growing the size and scope of the university's health program. I want to know if you have any thoughts on expansion, the continued expansion, the continued growth of the program.
I think that scale is going to be critical for the ability of any health care system to be able to navigate the waters of the new healthcare financing structures that are being created with more capitation and more bundled payments and so forth. So you're going to be able to, you have to be able to take care of entire populations rather than select patients. And that by necessity means that there has to be a fairly broad network of affiliated providers, whether they're hospitals or physicians. And so that scale is mandated by the nature of the changes in healthcare delivery that are coming and coming quick. But in addition, I think that kind of scale allows, particularly in your own faculty group practice, allows you to be able to subsidize your academic mission with a smaller margin. So the same amount of money maybe, but with less of it coming directly from the work that the physicians do in their practices. So I would agree that scale is going to be very, very important, but it has to be done in a very logical way. Each building block has to be carefully thought through, and it has to fit an overall strategic vision. It can't be done in a haphazard fashion. And, you know, ultimately, as the environment, the financial environment around academic medical centers evolves, each of our major missions, research, education, and clinical care, are going to have to increasingly stand on their own, and the kind of large-scale cross-subsidization that's been occurring for a very long time to kind of sustain the academic medical mission is going to have to at least be greatly diminished.
On that last point, can you use some examples when you say the subsidization will have to diminish? Can you be a little more specific on that?
Really, make three points. One is that tuitions for our medical students are much too high, and I'm talking nationally, not at USF. And they're particularly high in private medical schools, but they're significantly too high in public medical schools as well. And that's led to an inordinate amount of debt for our graduating students. The median debt for a graduating medical student in the United States is about $170,000. It's about $160,000 for public medical students and about $190,000 for private medical students. And their opportunity to pay off that debt is going to be challenged by changes in healthcare financing and by, frankly, lower physician salaries in the future because of increased competition because of the move of employers from defined benefits to defined contributions, more folks enrolling in high deductible, high co-insurance plans, whether they're in public exchange or private exchanges. So, you know, the reality is that tuition is simply too high already, certainly can't increase. And one of the challenges for deans is to freeze those tuitions as much as they can and to come up with alternative scholarship arrangements and so forth. The research peg of the stool, the research mission, is under great stress from the really reduction in NIH funding that we've seen every year adjusted for inflation since 2003, and we now have record low pay lines at the NIH, so roughly 92% of new grant applications aren't funded, 92%. So we have to begin to rethink that mission as well, And then finally, clinical operations fund about 58% of private medical school, provide about 58% of private medical school revenues and about 52% of public medical school revenues. And the bulk of that comes from faculty group practices. Some of it comes from hospitals. And there's just no way that that huge cross-subsidization of support for the research and education mission can be sustained in this new environment. So we have to think very, very differently than we have in the past about the structure of medical schools. And I think that the universities that are the most nimble, the most innovative, the most entrepreneurial are the ones that are most likely to be able to weather the storm.